republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, we were just talking, we've got down here for, the 3 minutes from July 5th, a workshop. Julie does this for us, and she's made the changes, but we don't have a copy, that's, you know, don't have all the changes and everything in it, so I'd like to pass on that.
Wait, let me just clarify, it does have all the changes, they're just in highlights.
And it says draft.
And it says draft.
So when we have a copy that don't say draft, and don't have highlights and all, let's approve those. Alright. That's okay. So, I personally could come back for a different, you know, different kind of one. Where we have more things to be fine with me. Staff reports, I don't see the deputy sheriff here. Report from the fire department.
Since the last, meeting, which was a while ago, about a month ago, so it was a larger period, we got 39 calls for service, several mutual aid calls, I think 3 or 4 to Bethel Clark, a couple to New Carlisle, one to Elizabeth Township, and, I think only one to Uber Heights. Yeah, one to Uber Heights. So, of those 39, about 6 of them were mutual aid calls, so 33 were townships. We've had a couple of building fires in that time, they were, we had a barn fire on Ross Road, we just had another barn fire on Ross Road on...
Friday?
Monday.
Tuesday, Monday, I don't know what day it is.
It's Monday.
So, we had a couple of smaller fires, but one on, the barn fire on Ross Road, they were tearing down anyway, and were burning some of the roofing material, and it got away from them, and caught the rest of it down, so, had no insurance, had no anything on the building, so, it was... Yeah, you don't have to worry about any sort of...
So it's cleaned up, you don't even know there was a bomb there?
Yeah, and honestly, after talking to them, I don't think they did that intentionally, it just got away. The wind shifted really bad that night as the storm came in, and they were burning the wood shakes in a barrel next to it, and it just blew right into the side of the building. So that happens, it is an old barn. A lot of medic calls, as far as that goes, 21 of them, and then, 4 motor vehicle accidents. I don't think we've had any major motor vehicle accidents that I know of, they've just had minor motor vehicle accidents. So that's pretty much the fire report. We have, training coming up Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we're bringing the driving simulator in, so it's a big semi-truck type of thing that, you go inside and it simulates emergency responses in emergency-type vehicles, and they throw all kinds of stuff. People running out behind cars, and other cars driving in front of you, and so it's designed for you to fail, but it's designed to bring awareness to those type of hazards and everything else. So there's, a total of 2 sessions every day, one at 9 and one at 1, and there's 8 spots in each one, so there's going to be a couple of spots open for some of our neighboring departments to come down and train as well. That's part of our quarterly trainings that we do, so that's going on. I did bring, Battalion Chief Weldon tonight. He's going to come up and give you a little bit of an update. We were talking to me, in the meetings, before, in the workshop meetings about updating our transport protocols. So he's going to give you an update on where we're at, since he's our EMS chief as well. So we'll turn it over to Terry for a minute.
So looking through the transport guidelines that we have for patients, it all looks good. I did add 2 hospitals to that, one of them being Kettering Main Hospital. There are some stipulations that go down to Kettering Main, which is the very last part of the protocol or the SOG that I put in. And then we also added the ED right there off of 444, which is part of Springfield Regional Mercy Health. So it's just a freestanding ED, actually a lot closer to us than Springfield Regional, so just another resource that we have for us.
And what are we doing with the guys?
With that, the review that the parts that I put in, the crews also have to go in, and now they're doing a mandatory quiz after they review that SOG, so that way we know that everybody has looked at that SOG and knows that SOG.
Nice.
And then to add to Andy's, we also did a EMS training earlier part of this month.
Right.
We went to the high school and with the trainer and got an update of the new football field, and then some equipment removal. So a couple of the crews went up and did that as well.
Thank you.
Okay, that's all I have.
I was up at school yesterday and I asked my guys why they weren't working on that ambulance spot. And I guess they don't want them to work on that until they move that scoreboard or whatever.
Yeah, they got the scoreboard sitting there, right where, about the same section where we want that parking pad. So we're aware that that was taking place. They don't expect to be on the football field until the very first football game.
Okay, well, as soon as we can, we'll do that, but I was disappointed it wasn't already done, but
yeah, they put that scoreboard there, so your guys were unable to get to that location.
Okay.
Okay, is that it, Andy?
That's all I have for far, Doug.
All right, Mike, you have a report for planning and zoning?
I do. Since last trustees meeting, the following zoning certificate applications have been received. We've got three for pools, one on Man Road, one Walnut, one 571. Since the last BZA meeting, we have two in process. Let's see here. Okay, request from Jason Caldwell over on Lisa. They're wanting to put another parking lot over there, trucking transfer terminal, but they are going through the process with the EPA because there's some water issues back there. Then we have a request for another auto cover for a pool down on Man Road. Last zoning commission meeting, we now have Jeffrey Beams coming back on Scarf Road. He's wanting to rezone a piece of land he just acquired. Take 7.47 of those acres, he wants the top three to be R1 AAA, then combine the rest. Christine Miller off Palmer, they're wanting to rezone 5 acres out of their 70-acre parcel. To A1. Year to date, we've got 30 certificates issued, 2 declarations received, 8 variants requested, 7 approved, 1 to be determined, 6 conditional use, 5 approved, 1 to be determined, 3 zoning amendments, and 3 approved. Miami County Planning Commission will meet on August 15th at 7 p.m. BZA will meet on the 24th at 6:30, followed by the Zoning Commission at 7:30. And that's all I have.
Okay, administrator's report, anything?
So, resolutions on your agenda this evening. The first resolution is to designate Bethel Township as a B-City USA affiliate. We're going to have this last month, but we're waiting for the approval from the actual B-City folks. B-City strives to spread awareness of bees and pollinators throughout the United States, and communities can participate in that awareness by joining the B-City USA, but it takes a resolution on your part to do so. Then the second and third resolutions are for approval of additional amounts of revenue to the budget and changes in the appropriation status, appropriations due to receiving grants, and I should have actually put this in my report, also changes in interest, because we're receiving more interest this year than we have in previous years substantially, and so that's why some of those other funds increased on your report. So just a little miscommunication between me and Debbie, but that's what we got that fixed up. That's what I just told you just now. So that's what it's about. Reminder that the dedication of New Elementary School will be on August 19th at 10:30 a.m. We did, Terry already mentioned it, but we went up to the school and conducted 2 trainings up there with the trainer and the football team and stuff like that. So that was really good to get up there and kind of see what we're working with. And then the date has been set for the fire department open house, so please mark your calendar. So it will be October 8th from 2 to 4.
Is that it, Andrew?
That's all I have, sir.
Thank you. All right, trustee reports, Beth.
Let's see, I was bowled yesterday, saw several of you there, or your kids or your spouses or something. It was a really busy full day. And school is a great place to host it. We hear several complaints about people not knowing where to actually park. That's on the Board of Elections. They need to put better signage out front, and think they'll do that for the next time. I went to NBRPC on last Thursday. They got a $1 million grant for from the EPA for climate conditions awareness that we will be a part of. So it's got to be spent over the next 4 years. And
supply drive, so if you have any supplies that you want to drop off for students at the local schools, there will be a bin in front of the fire station.
It's going to be pretty much inside. We don't, like with today's weather.
No.
So just, you know, maybe you can put on there, we've moved in inside due to the weather, just ring the doorbell.
Okay.
And guys come up and get it. It's just a box sitting there.
Okay.
So, I mean, like today it would have been floating in there, so.
Yeah.
Try and.
Yep, that's all you have?
Thank you. Julie?
Yeah. So, let's see, it's been a whole month, so I got a few things. On July 13th, I attended the Miami County Commissioners meeting, where I did stand up and speak, mostly to agree with our township resident, Jeff Morford, who had suggested that the county needs to hire an employee full-time to fight annexation, which I think is a brilliant idea. The commissioners kind of felt that it was up to our township to hire someone, as annexation mostly affects us. So I just stood up to kind of second what he said. I also asked if there was any way to decline the upcoming annexation request from Huber, this one that they're probably going to do in January, because they need our water and sewer to proceed. And Commissioner Westfall mentioned that there would be a loss of tap-in fees, but my question to them was, you know, we put in sewer and water with the goal to stop annexation, so why should it now be used against us as the pivotal reason allowing Huber to annex, because they're out of capacity? So on July 18th, I attended the Huber Heights Council meeting, because annexation was on the agenda, but it was only on there. They asked the attorney to provide a step-by-step guide for their annexation process, and the costs of annexation were discussed briefly, and how they really need to understand the cost before voting to annex. Held the Land and Lifestyle Preservation Committee meeting on July 19th. The Miami County Development Director, Rich Osgood, was the guest speaker. We reiterated the sewer and water issue that's now going to allow Huber to annex, and he is going to do some research on that issue. Reminder that the Land and Lifestyle Preservation Committee meets the third Wednesday of each month. Everybody's welcome. The next meeting will be September 20th, because we will not be meeting this month. July 25th, attended the Land Use Plan Update meeting. The group is at the stage where we are applying the zoning categories to the township map. We did maybe a third of the township.
About a third of the lower portion of the township.
Yeah. So, you know, it went okay. Unfortunately for me, the zoning categories have no teeth, so the overall plan will still provide no additional means to preserve our township. That's my opinion. I attended the Historical Society meeting on August 2nd, where Mrs. Friend provided some newspaper clippings from 1978, when the old farmhouse on 40, the place currently known as the wedding venue, was bought and restored. I saw in the pictures that they were nearly identical to the house that I'm currently living in, which is also a very old house, which led to us wondering if the two houses were constructed by the same builder, which would be an interesting thought. The group also discussed donating flags to Bethel School's new K-5 building, and Mrs. Donahue is going to research what size and how many they need. Reminder that the Historical Society meets the first Wednesday of each month here in the Township Meeting Room, and all are welcome. The next meeting would be September 6th. And that's all I have.
Well, thank you. Okay, for my report, I kind of said there earlier, we've been up at the school working on the road. They should get that done before school starts. That was a little bit of a fiasco. We had to take all the fill out that the contractor put in. We ended up digging 4 to 5 foot deep, the length of that road, taking everything out, recompacting it, and another, but it's getting done. We talked about the spot for the ambulance. We'll take care of that. Andy and I went over and looked at the ditch at Agenbrod and Pisgah, and we're getting a little bit of erosion along there. I told Andy sometime this fall I'll get in there and fix that. I think we put some heavy stone in there along the edge and some dirt. We can fix that fairly easily. I'm going to bring a forklift up in a week or so for them to use here to fix the flagpole. I forget where we was at. Oh, no, I run into Lorna after one of the rainstorms, and she told me there was a tree down
on Palmer, and she had called the, or she had done the text my job thing. So I went from one end of Palmer to the other, and I couldn't find any tree down. I found one little branch, so I got it off the road. No more than got home, was home for a little bit, and somebody called and said there was a dead deer on Singer. So I took the tractor and the loader out, scooped the deer up, and got rid of it. Called Andy one day, there was a dead deer on 40, so I guess it's the time of the year everybody's hitting deer. And he called ODOT about that. As Julie stated, we were all at the land use plan. I also went in and talked with one of the county commissioners about annexation and all. I talked with Craig Simmons. It was interesting. He didn't know that, he thought they sent Richard Osgood to a township trustee meeting. He didn't realize that it was to the land and lifestyle committee meeting, so got a kick out of that. The other thing that I wanted to bring up, the Miami County Township Association normally collects money, and one of the trustees from Washington Township, Ed McMacken, normally distributes that at the fair as add-ons for livestock animals. And the Township Association's donating $500, but they normally have $1,200 to $1,400 per year for that, because they send out a request and they get money from each of us township trustees. So I don't know that they've collected much money this year, but you're the treasurer, right?
Yes, and I can probably answer that for you. As far as I know, I'm trying to reach the previous treasurer to confirm this, because the couple people I talked to didn't know exactly, but there's typically $720 that comes out of the dues, which is $15 for every fiscal officer and trustee in Miami County. So there's 48 times $15, which gets you the 720. So I believe that that is also available to Ed. I told him I talked to him yesterday, and I told him I would get back to him for sure on that. But yeah, and then Sam and I donated $25 each, so he should have about, I think it was $1,292 total. Okay. Don't quote me on the exact number, but it's, you know, because it's $1,220 plus, we had $22 left plus the $50.
Well, I will hand you $25.
You're going to match it, all right, Don.
Right now, okay. Well, I'll match it now.
I will get that put in.
For me, so wanted to make sure we kind of covered that and let people know that that's something that's been going on for years.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'll donate after.
Okay, I will get those in the bank then.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
So I do want to clarify something, Don. Are you finished, Don?
No.
I want to clarify something you said, Julie, which was this annexation is going to happen because of our sewer and water. That's actually not a true statement. If we do not provide sewer and water, which we don't have to, but it does move the FPA, which is a facilities planning area, it moves that line then to 40. So since we were not able to do some type of development to WAP annexation with our sewer and water, now we've moved our FPA, which is controlled by the EPA, to 40. Right now it's at the end of what is existing carriage trails. Cuba will get sewer and water eventually. They have enough capacity in their water tower. They don't have enough capacity with their sewer. But when they do, then their FBA is suddenly, whatever that is, a quarter of a mile further north into Bethel Township, and they just doubled or tripled their capacity of their sewer, and they will continue to move northwards, especially since we don't have an annexation agreement. This whole thing is essentially a chess game. It's not a black and white either or. For every move they make, we make. And if we do provide the sewer and water, we know that the county is going to do that in a manner that is perhaps less than expedient. So that also slows things down. But it also gives us a buffer. They're not going to put in a 40-inch line so they can service the 1,100 homes and then 2,000 more. They're going to put that 40-inch or whatever size line is to service those existing homes, but not additional ones. So yes, we get those 1,100 homes that go to our school district. We don't open up the floodgates for the next 5, 10, 20 years on the north side of 40. So to say that this annexation happens because we have sewer and water is not really the case. We can say no. The county can say no. They can go to the EPA and say, move the FPA, provide it. And Huber will do it. But then their FPA line just moves, and then they put in enough infrastructure to service north of it.
So when you say we, you don't mean the township trustees, you mean Miami County?
Miami County controls the FPA, along with the EPA.
And they control those water and sewer lines.
And they control the water and sewer lines. We don't own them.
So,
right. I should have said Miami County.
So my comment, though, is in the, it will be a faster timeframe because it will take Huber time to get that water and sewer.
Right.
So
Dr. Paul Yoskin, do you know how long it's going to take him to get a sewer line there that has enough capacity?
I've heard, yes.
Have you talked to him?
I have not talked to him, no.
Okay.
But I have knowledge of it, yes.
From?
Why does that matter?
Well, because you say you have knowledge of it, but if you haven't talked to Paul directly, who have you talked to about it?
I just got it. I got the knowledge secondhand. I'm not going to tell you who. It doesn't matter.
Oh, okay. So I don't think that they're going to have sewer lines that have the capacity that they need tomorrow.
Right, but in the meantime, the annexation will have passed. And if they can't get sewer and water until down the line, then the annexation would be delayed as well.
It will be delayed now for Miami County to upgrade the lines.
We've already delayed it for 2 years. That's fantastic, I think. In addition, the delay, there's no delay. You say in the annexation petitions, it says will provide in a reasonable manner. So whatever reasonable is, it's the Great Ohio Revised Code does not specify that. So I'm hoping reasonable is...
Yeah, I'm talking about an option to maybe stop the annexation from getting a yes vote.
Oh, okay.
That's why I'm saying that...
From who?
From the Miami County Commissioners. Based on the water and sewer.
But haven't we already been down that road before?
Yes, but it's a different situation now, and I this is probably not the appropriate time to talk about this.
Okay, I just wanted to clarify the statement that water and sewer is the reason it's happening. That's not a true statement.
Well, the absolute true statement of why it's happening is because the landowner has requested.
Yeah, it is.
No other reason than that, but they... I'll get to you in just a minute, okay? We'll have public comments in just a minute.
I just got a quick question. I don't know what FPA means.
Facilities planning area.
Thank you.
Good to hear. All right, anything else? No. All right, public comments on items on the agenda. Tammy?
Natalie Donahue, 7835 Agenpod Road. I did listen, Andy, to the second resolution B and C, I'll just say that, 59 and 60. Are both of these somewhat tied together by the same grants, or are they separate items?
Do you want to answer that?
Okay, so revenue is one thing. Revenue that comes in township appropriations is how we have to appropriate money to be able to spend the money. So they are tied. The revenue that when we get big amounts of revenue that hasn't been estimated in the beginning of the year, then we have to estimate it. And we can do that as many times as we want throughout the year, amend our certificate of estimated resources as we get big money, and grants are where the big money comes in at. Also, the interest this year has went up, so in the beginning of the year, we don't estimate a lot. So that's the revenue side. So then when you go to do the appropriations, we do not appropriate every time we get $50 or $100 from here or there, only when we have to expend the grant money in a specific time frame. So when we get that amount of money, we want to appropriate the entire amount because we have to spend it in a certain time frame. So the appropriations, if you'll look on that, I don't, it's in color on the back, but they were highlighted. Just the grant money is the only ones that changed for the appropriations this time. So
they don't get those sheets and the agendas. She doesn't have this.
Okay. So all the reports in the back. Yeah. So anyway.
But that's okay.
I'm sorry. So the grants itself are the only things that have been appropriated this time around.
Okay. Thank you. And
but the changes to the revenue budget were also the interest.
Okay. Interest. Okay. Thank you. I wasn't sure if I heard interest or insurance. So
oh, no, interest.
Appreciate yeah. that. Thank you. And then the grants are... do they have a six-month time period? When do you have to spend those?
They're all different. They come with different qualifications. They come from different things that we're only allowed to expend them on. If certain grant, you can explain yeah. more.
So about there's
well, just the ones related to this particular.
So this one tonight, there are two yeah. of them. One of them is the large AFG grant that I talked about earlier this year, which is Assistance to Firefighters grant. Mm-hmm. We received the grant for two separate things. One was for air packs. And the other one's for a fill station for those air packs.
Okay.
So we've already got the air packs. The air packs are in. We received part of the grant money. I believe 90-some thousand. I don't know. You've got the figures. And so and that payment needs to be made back out. So the revenue needs to show coming in. The payment needs to get showed. So revenue is the revenue report. Appropriations is the payment side. The other grant was a $20,000 grant we just got from the state of Ohio. And that was from the ambulance transport grant, and what that was leftover ARC money. There was only three different things that you could apply for. One was retroactive pay during the COVID-19 emergency. The other one was something that we didn't do. In other words, like, yeah. And then the other one was for additional PPE, which everybody's overstocked on PPE after that whole thing was over. Yeah. So Josh, Assistant Chief Schrable, call Josh, but Assistant Chief Schrable applied for the reimbursement for the COVID-19 for the payroll. So what we did was take that, everybody who was around during that time got divided by that number, and then that payroll went out. So that's kind of the same thing. It has to be shown as revenue and then going out. Time frame wise, the one from the state of Ohio had to be by the end of the year. The AFG grant, it's got a larger opening because of the bigger expenditures.
Yeah.
It's not really a hard, fast date. Yeah. You just have to have that money done and taken care of by a certain time, and you can't apply for another grant until you have that money spent.
Yeah. No, that I appreciate that. That's very helpful because
sure. They're very confused.
Just limited words here, so
yes.
That helps explain it a little bit more. So, thanks. And I know certain grants, you know, have specifics, and I'm assuming then I'm just going to... You definitely have like a priority list for all those things underneath there, or
absolutely. The state of Ohio grant that we just applied for was kind of one that just kind of came up and said, "Here's a chance to claim money at the last minute." So we put our name in the hat and got it.
Okay.
The AFG grant, we've been working on that for probably 3 years because we knew that we had a need for those air packs in that fill station. So we prioritize things on that very much so, and we try to do that out of the things that we know that we're going to need in the capital improvement program.
Thank you. I appreciate the explanation.
Sure.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, Natalie. Are there any other public comments on items on the agenda? Okay, moving on. Andy or Debbie, action items.
First resolution is 23-07-057, a resolution designating Bethel Township as a B-City USA affiliate.
I'm going to be the action for 23-07-057.
I second it.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there discussion?
I just want to say that Township President Ron Corbett has agreed to be the chair on this committee for the B-City USA, and he's super into native plants and bees and has a lot of great ideas, and so that's awesome.
Any other discussion?
Yeah, I have some.
Okay.
Okay. I wrote mine down so I don't forget as usual. So for me, I don't see a really need to spend money to join this organization because we can strive to be friendly without having someone telling us how many meetings we're required to have, and there's a whole list of things. I also still have the concern about additional rules they might put on our farmers. Currently, they ask that we create an integrated pest management plan before the first renewal. The plan is intended to prevent pest problems, reduce pesticide use, and expand the use of non-chemical pest management methods. While I don't oppose those goals conceptually, I will not support any organization or township plan that imposes restrictions beyond what the state and federal governments already require of our farmers. That's not happening at this time. I'm just saying, if we do this plan, I just don't want it to constrain the farmers anymore. But having said all that, we are the Bethel Bees, so this seems like a simpatico path to take, and I'm willing to try it for a year to see how it works out.
All right.
That's my discussion.
Any other comments?
Yeah.
And the cost is $100.
$100.
Okey-doke. So we need a roll call, Debbie.
Mrs. Van Haren?
Yes.
Ms. Reese?
Yes.
Mr. Black?
Yes. Motion passes. Next resolution, please.
Next resolution is 23-08-059, a resolution to approve supplemental amounts to the revenue budget as presented by the fiscal officer.
I move for the adoption of resolution 23-08-059. We use 058.
Yeah, shouldn't
it be? No, we did not lose 058.
Oh.
058 was the warrants from last time. If you notice, there's a 7 on 5-7 because that was a carryover from the last agenda.
Oh, okay. Yeah, my bad. Sorry about that.
No, that's okay.
Okay, we have a motion. Do we have a second?
I will second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there discussion?
I just wanted to say thanks to Debbie. I did send some questions late last night about the two resolutions, 59 and 60, and she sent back explanations that cleared it up, and on some payments. So thank you, Debbie.
You're welcome.
Okay, any other discussion? Roll call, please.
Mrs. Van Haren?
Yes.
Ms. Reese?
Yes.
Mr. Black?
Yes. Motion passes. Next resolution, please.
The next resolution is 23-08-060, a resolution to approve supplemental appropriations of the 2023 permanent appropriations.
I move to adopt resolution 23-08-060.
I second that.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there discussion? Done? Okay, roll call, please.
Ms. Reese?
Yes.
Mrs. Van Haren?
Yes.
Mr. Black?
Yes. Motion passes. Okay, we're to public comments on any topic.
I'm sorry. Sorry, just two quick questions. Did you set another date for the next land use plan meeting?
August 28th. I got an announcement that should be on your agenda.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Joint workshop on August 28th.
Oh, there it is. Yep. And I'm sorry. I didn't catch that. I apologize. And then the second is just a question. You were talking about the pools. So do we still have a fence rule policy? And then if you have the automatic covers that...
Yeah, they have to request a variance. But one of the rules, too, that kind of, without the fence, is if you have a lockable steps that go up and lock and in a certain height of the pool.
Yeah, for an above-ground pool.
Right.
And then what about for an in-ground pool?
In-ground pool, they can have a variance for an auto cover.
Okay. That's really the only variance that's allowed for that. And typically, like, how much time do you... Are they allowed to
get the auto cover put in?
Or a fence put up after the pool's in place and they're using it?
Well, they're supposed to have a fence put up before they fill the pool.
Okay.
So,
good to know.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
That's all I have. Thanks.
Thank you, Natalie. Are there any other public comments on any topic? Okay. Announcements, Andy.
August 24th, the BZA meeting at 6:30, but the case, as Mike's already mentioned, followed by the Zoning Commission meeting at 7:30. August 28th will be the joint workshop, Trustees, BZA, Zoning Commission for the Land Use Planning on Area 2. I just asked that question ahead of myself there. So, township offices are closed on September 4th due to the Labor Day holiday. September 5th, a workshop meeting in this room at 9, and then the regular meeting on the 12th, that will be at 6:30 because of the Zoning Commission cases. So,
okay.
Correct.
Because you will have two zoning commission cases and we'll need public hearings that night.
Yes.
And it's PM.
PM. Do I have AM? I'm sorry, PM. Yes, that is a PM. I don't want to be here at 6:30 AM.
All right. I need a motion to record the payment of warrants.
I make a motion for payment of warrants. Electronic warrant 625203, room 721-2023, and then I have regular warrants 54015-5407.
And second?
I second that.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Okay. Debbie?
Mrs. Van Haren?
Yes.
Ms. Reese?
Yes.
Mr. Black?
Yes. Motion passes. I need a motion for adjournment, please.
I have a motion to adjourn.
I second that.
Okay, you want to call a roll, Debbie?
Ms. Reese?
Yes.
Mrs. Van Haren?
Yes.
Mr. Black?
Yes. We are adjourned. Thank you for coming.
At what time?
How about 7:36?